Oktoberfest Cincinnati takes place in September. Boktoberfest actually happens in October, and that's the theme of the third Cincinnati Bock Festival put on by Collegium Cincinnati. The Collegium's artistic director, Christopher Eanes, is here to guide us through the whole month of activities. Christopher, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay, so first question, is it just Johann Sebastian Bach or other Bachs included?
It's actually music of a number of different composers. In fact, you could call it Bach to Rach, because there will even be Rachmaninoff on the program throughout the month as well.
Okay.
But the idea is that Bach's music is the central focal point of the month, that he influenced so many other composers that really nothing's off the table. But it's a way for us to focus on the genius of the man and all the wonderful things he did.
So it's a whole month of performances that starts off on Sunday, October 4th, with a pair of the Brandenburg Concertos.
That's right. This is a concert we started last year. We did two of the Brandenburgs in downtown event space. And it's the coolest way to experience this music, because this was intended as chamber music. So small room, very informal setting. We're doing it at the Hearth Room down on 4th Street, which is a beautiful space if you haven't been in it. So you'll be able to pull up a Bach tale. Yes, I did do that. I know, it's terrible. And listen to these two amazing concertos played by people who really specialize in this music. We get some of the finest specialists around. So it's fun, relaxed atmosphere. We encourage our patrons to vocalize their appreciation to Hoot and Holler the way they would have in the old days and just really have a good time.
Okay, now you brought this up. Actually, when you go to a symphony concert these days, they want you to wait till the entire piece is over. You can't applaud in between movements and stuff. Are you going against the rules here?
I think those rules are breaking down a little bit, but our whole mission is that we just do away with them right at the outset. And we tell everybody that, and the musicians love it. So if you hear something you love in the music, why shouldn't you vocalize your appreciation and just let people know? So we aim to have a good time, because that's what music is meant to be.
Now, you mentioned, too, that you're using this one particular space, but you've got venues all over town, both in, I guess, the usual places and some unexpected places as well.
Right. You know, a lot of Bach's music works well in churches, not solely because he was a church musician, but because a lot of that music is very spiritual in nature and calls for organs and harpsichords and things like that. But the idea of a collegium goes back to Bach's day, and it really just meant a bunch of musicians who would come together to play new or old music in coffee houses and other really informal locations. And so that's what we're doing. So, yeah, we're all over the city. We're going to be performing at the end of the month with the Young Professionals Choral Collective at the Woodward Theater on Main Street and in other various venues as well.
We've been talking about the Brandenburg Concertos. There's other performances, including some vocal performances. Let's see, the weekend of the 17th and 18th, you've got singers on the program. And also, I have to mention this, the pre-concert talks with Suzanne Bona, who does Sunday Baroque for Cincinnati Public Radio.
Absolutely. We're very excited to have Suzanne doing the pre-concert talk at both of our performances of The Mighty Motet. And this is just ear candy for anybody who loves vocal and choral music. And the motet is a piece of sacred music that has really been around for about 1,000 years. And we're going to look at about the first 500 years of that. But don't worry, it's not going to be an eternal concert. The concert's only about an hour. But we're going to be singing music all the way from plain chant all the way through Bach with all the beautiful stuff in between. So just ear candy and wonderful choral singing by a group of great musicians.
Now, you've got a masquerade ball, and it's a few days before Halloween. Now, come on.
So this is one of the cooler events that I'm excited about this year. The Young Professionals Choral Collective, which is a community of over 600 YPs in Cincinnati that come together to sing, are putting on their fall concert, as I mentioned, at the Woodward Theater on Main Street on October 27th. And it's in collaboration with the Collegium Cincinnati, as well as Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. And it is the Capulet's Ball. So the music is all going to be about love and heartache and a little bit of death. And there are going to be scenes acted out from Romeo and Juliet by the Shakespeare people. And the house band is going to be Collegium Cincinnati. So it's going to be a really fun night. And yes, you are encouraged to wear a costume if you choose.
Now, we're talking with Christopher Eanes, who's the artistic director of the Collegium Cincinnati, about Bachtoberfest. You mentioned the masquerade ball, which is before Halloween. But let's talk about what you're doing on Halloween, a Baroque program with a lot of people from the University of Cincinnati.
Well, of course, we know that we have a gem here in Cincinnati, which is the College Conservatory of Music, and Earl Rivers, who's the director of the choirs there, is going to be presenting the best of the Baroque, so the best of the Italian, French, and German Baroque. And of course, that features all of the wonderful musicians at CCM, and that's a program that real lovers of that music won't want to miss.
This is totally different here. The Culinary Baroque, it's not a program, it's a whole bunch more than just music.
Musicians are foodies. We love to eat, and we love to come together and cook and chat about what we're eating and try out all the new restaurants. So we decided to merge those two things because we have a hunch that people who love music also love good food. Jose Salazar, if you haven't heard his name before, is, I think, one of the really finest chefs in Cincinnati. He's the owner of Salazar Restaurant in Over the Rhine and just opened Mita's downtown. And his food is really unique and creative. And so what he's going to be doing, the theme is Bad Boys of the Baroque. And of course, Baroque, translated, means dirty pearl. So we're working from that theme, and he's going to do a food demonstration of dishes that he's designing specifically for this event. And we're going to pair it with music of musicians from the Collegium and some lesser heard works from the Baroque period. So it's going to be an awesome afternoon.
How does Rachmaninoff fit into all this Baroque music and J.S. Bach?
Everybody that came after Bach was influenced by him. In some regard, learn from him formal structure of music and counterpoint. And when you're taught in conservatory to this day, it's the music of Bach that's really at the heart of it. So it might be cheating to say that you can get away with really performing anything after Bach, but we've got some wonderful musicians, and sometimes what you want to do is say to your musicians, what do you want to play, and what's really going to get you going? Because if they want to play it, it's going to be great. So we're going to hear a little bit of Rachmaninoff on one of our Music Live at Lunch concerts at Christ Church Cathedral.
All these events, they're pretty much wide open to the public, and a few of them are for free. How do you keep it all straight? I mean, you've got so much going on next month.
You're welcome to visit our website and check out all of the events. We're really thrilled to be able to present a lot of these concerts for free and really just introduce the Cincinnati community to music that we don't perform enough and in new and unique spaces. We want you to get to know our musicians and what we do and really just enjoy yourselves in a variety of different ways throughout the month.
It's a whole bunch of J.S. Bach and other composers as well. The third Cincinnati Bach Festival is called Bachtoberfest, happening in October. How about that? And we've been talking with the Artistic Director of Collegium Cincinnati, Christopher Eanes. Thanks very much for being with us and telling us all about what's going on.
Thanks for having me.
And you can get a complete listing of events for Bachtoberfest by going to our website, wvxu.org. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.